RSN Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express on this Tuesday. They're racing at Mowi in Victoria. Let's hear what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bets.
I thought race 3, number 7, Nataris, now around the $4. $4.80 was better, but I still think that's a good price and a good bet. Race 3, number 7, Nataris. Each way, race 6, number 6, Artillery Force, who was also trimmed up the last couple of hours. Quaddy First League, pretty straightforward, Michael. It's a 4x4x4x4 today for me. First League numbers 1, 2, 4 and 6. Second League numbers 1, 6, 7 and 8. Third League with 1, 2, 6 and 8. Home with numbers 2, 4, 6 and 7. Going to play them each way all up as my player today. So that's $4 for a dollar unit. Race 3, number 7, Nataris. All up each way. Race 6, number 6, Artillery Force.
Here's Sam Freeman on the chances of Titans in race 7.
He's been a horse that probably likes to dictate his races from out in front and probably appreciate to bend where he can kick off like he did at the Valley. So back around a bend, the 1100 is still probably a little question mark whether he's, you know, sees it out strongly, but you know, around a bend, you know, dictating in front, you know, you should get every chance today.
And here's Roy Griffiths on the chances of Helvoia in race number 8.
We'll get a good run from the draw, but I think that she's the best of our lineup today, and hopefully she gets out to full each way odds because of that style, like her better credentialed brother Hal Borson. She just tends to wind up late, so those sort of horses can miscue and run a place. So hopefully she wins for everyone, but if you can get each way odds, would be the way to go.
Few short price favourites at Cranbourne tonight in the trots, and we'll get to Kyle Galley in just a moment, but they're racing at Wyong in New South Wales, and Daniel Nuttall joins us here to go through this card. G'day, Dan. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Gareth. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good meeting there at Wyong this afternoon. Where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, some pretty good horses dropping back from City Grade across the card. The best bet of the day for me, though, comes up in race 5. Horse that's resuming for the Snowden stable, a mare called Kung Fu Mushu, really taken by the recent trial from this mare. Hit the line strongly under her own steam after settling sort of the second half of the field. It was a nice little tune-up trial for this, and as shown in the past, she can run a race first up. She won first up last time in, beating 4 Valor at Hawkesbury. It's turned out to be a pretty good form race. And, I think she can get the job done here first up again. So she's the best of the day. Wyong race 5, number 5. The value, well, few scratchings this morning, so it's sort of up the price a little bit here. But Testimonial, I thought, was a good play in the last race. The Dolphin trained Philly, Adam Zaglia d'Oro. Just thought the last start run at Gosford, she didn't have many things go right there. Just was sort of making a run. I don't think she would have won the race, but just as she was sort of building momentum late in the piece, she got squeezed out and lost all momentum there. And she ended up finishing ninth, beaten 4.8 lengths. She certainly should have finished much closer. Would have probably challenged for a top three spot had she had a clear run. But I think she can bounce back here. She won impressively third up last time in. I think ticks a few boxes here in the last. So race 7, number 6, Testimonial, the next best. Regarding a quaddie, start race 4 for first leg. We'll just have the three runners in there. We've got the 1, the 3, and the 4. Race 5, second leg, our best bet, the 5, Kung Fu Mushu, as well as the 7 and the 1. Race 6, third leg, we'll just have the three runners, 1, 2, 3. And in the last, we'll have Testimonial, the 6, as well as the 2, Fluctuate, Impressive Debut winner, and the 11, Mishka Magic.
Good on you, Dan. Good punting.
Cheers, Gareth. Thank you.
Ian Humphries has done the 4 for the other Gallops meeting in New South Wales there at Wagga today, Ian. It's a good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gareth.
Start with your specials at Wagga, then I might get your tip in the NFL wildcard match between the Cardinals and the Rams. But first of all, we need a winner there at Wagga.
Yeah, we got two out of two yesterday, mate. One was $6, so we're in form. So.
Yeah, you are flying at the moment, Ian. Absolutely dead set, low set. dead set. You're flying, basically. Flying, what I was trying to bloody say. Take it away with your specials at Wagga.
So we'll start race 3, number 2. Aurora Florentino got back and made plenty of ground at Wyong last time. Getting the 1,600 metres today in this easier race, she's the one to beat. So race 3, number 2, Aurora Florentino. And then we'll go to race 4, number 4, Kirkton. Resumed on the heavy track and didn't handle that. He has a very good second up record. Getting back on the dry track today, he can be the big improver at reasonable odds. So race four, number four, Kirkton. And then for the quaddie, the first leg will take numbers 1, 2, 4, 5. The second leg, 1 and 9. Third leg, 2, 3, 7, 8 and 13. And come home with 1, 2, 4, 8 and 9 in the last. And we're going to have something on Arizona Cardinals at a good price against the Rams today.
All right then. So I'm just having a look at the price there for Arizona. So 250 Arizona Rams at $1.53.
Might back him with a +3, I think, Gareth.
All right,
back of the line.
Beautiful. And the +3 we can get around the $1.90 there.
So yeah.
That'll do us.
Should be a good game, though, today.
All right, mate. Good luck. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphries there. So he likes Arizona at the line there at $1.80, +3.5. They're 250 head-to-head against the LA Rams. We've got Kyle Galley joining us now to have a chat about the trots tonight at Cranbourne. It's a good afternoon to you, Kyle.
And good afternoon to you too, Gareth.
There's a few short price favourites there at that Cranbourne meeting tonight. Where do we start with your specials?
Race 4, number 5, Kai Valley Surf Rider. You're right, a few shorties there. It's was around 250 earlier this morning on the fixed odds market. Won a similar race at Maryborough back on the 3rd of January, and despite the wide draw and going up a little in distance, I thought it had a good chance, race 4, number 5.
All right, then where do we go with your next best bet?
Well, the best value of the winning on top selections and hopefully winning ones is in the first race, one horse number 3. It's about $5 into $4.20 at the moment for our Auntie Ash. Hasn't won in 13 starts, but perhaps tonight, race 1, number 3.
All right, then. And do you have a quaddy for us, Kyle?
We do, yes. First leg 3 and 4 into 1, 5, 7 in the second leg, into 3 and 4 in the third leg, into 3 and 6 in the last leg. So, as we say, a few shorties throughout the night, but I suppose, Gareth, they're there to be beaten. Hopefully we can find a winner for the punters tonight at Cranbourne.
Good on you, Kyle. Thanks for that.
No worries. Thank
you. There's Kyle Galley there, previewing the trots at Cranbourne tonight. George Farrugia joins us to take a close look at Warrigal tonight and then Horsham in that twilight zone in the Greyhounds. Hello to you, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you today?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets, mate.
Yeah, race 3, number 1, Gracie Bale, Gareth at Horsham. Now, we've seen her go through the Laurel series, and her run behind Idolise in the final was absolutely outstanding. Yes, we know she gives them a bit of a start. In her last two runs, she's finished sort of down the field. Horsham is certainly a track that's going to suit her, especially if she can just stay in touch early. She's got a powerhouse finish on her. And I just think the drop in class as well, and around the $2.40 mark, we're keen to have a play on Gracie Bale, race 3, number 1. Quaddie numbers 2, 3 and 5 into 1, 2, 3 and 5 into 1, 3 and 5 into 2, 3 and 6. Warrigal tonight, race 9, number 7. Really keen on one here, Jazz Opera. Look, her form's been okay. She went through a little bit of a lull there after starting her career quite well. But she bounced back to form last start in really good fashion at Warrigal, running 22.50. She's back over the 400 metres today, Gareth. I like where she's drawn. At her best, she's just freewheeling, very fast greyhound out on the bunny, and I think she can win again. Race 9, number 7. Quaddy numbers 3, 4 and 6 into 1, 4 and 8, into 2 and 3, into 2 and 8 to bring us home.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, George. You're looking forward to catching up with you with Off the Leash.
No worries, mate.
Okay. You're a good man. There's Georgie Farrugia, and that is our Form Express on this Tuesday, the 18th of January. Luke McCarthy isn't far away because we won't have a chat about his two chances there in the Ballarat Cup in Spirit of St. Louis, Spirit of St. Louis, and also Expensive Ergo, two of the big guns of the sport of harness racing. Of course, Luke trains those two horses with his wife in Belinda McCarthy, so it'd be great to get his thoughts on their chances come Saturday night. And Off the Leash isn't far away with George Farrugia as well.